Here's the news from Ellensburg Community Radio. The Clallam City Council unanimously appointed Cassidy Betchel Curtis to fill the Council 1 position vacancy created by John Glondo's resignation. Betchel Curtis is a Clallam resident and an HR operations supervisor for McKinstry Company. Greg Schlanger, the chair of Central Washington University's Art and Design Department, received the Higher Education Art Educator of the Year Award from the Washington Art Education Association in December. The award recognizes dedication to service, teaching, and leadership within art education. Winners become eligible for national-level recognition through the National Art Education Association. Voting is now open for the 117th Annual Kittitas County Chamber of Commerce Business Awards. There are 10 award categories, and information on the nominees and voting is available on the Chamber's website and their Facebook page. Sections of Seattle Avenue and Locust Street will be closed starting January 20 to allow for utility extension work. Seattle Avenue will be closed about 400 feet east of Willow, and Locust will be closed about 1,300 feet south of East Capitol Avenue. The contractor will drill well holes for dewatering on January 20 and return to start excavation on January 27. The Missoula Children's Theater will stage Treasure Island on January 25th at Hal Holmes Community Center. On January 20, the theater company will hold a series of free workshops for children in grades K to 5 from 1 to 3 p.m. Auditions are from 4 to 6 p.m. for grades K through 12 on January 21st. There is a $45 fee for those who receive roles in the production. CWU graduate Jennifer Peterson was appointed by Governor Jay Inslee to the King County Superior Court beginning February 1st. Peterson graduated from CWU with a bachelor's degree in public relations in 1999. She went on to get her law degree at the University of Washington. Registration for adult 3-on-3 basketball closes on Friday. Games are played on Tuesday and Thursday evenings, and the league is open to men and women over 16. Individuals can register and be placed on a free agent list. Registration information is on the Parks and Recreation page of the city's website. CWU's basketball teams are on the road this weekend. The men's team is in Alaska, playing Alaska Fairbanks at 8 p.m. Thursday and Alaska Anchorage at 8 p.m. Saturday. The women play Simon Fraser at 7 p.m. Thursday and face Western Washington at 7 p.m. Saturday. The Fish Open Table lunch is chicken Alfredo, garlic lemon green beans, and pears. The lunch is open to all seniors age 60+, from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. in Ellensburg and noon to 1 p.m. in Clallam. Meal sites are the Ellensburg Open Table and the Clallam Seventh-day Adventist Church. The community lunch for anyone needing a hot meal is from 1 to 2 p.m. at the Ellensburg location. Forecasted high today in Ellensburg is 35 degrees, sunset is at 4:31 p.m., and the expected nighttime low is 27 degrees. Winds will be light and variable. Find all this information on our website. That's ebergradio.org. And for Ellensburg Community Radio, this is Robin Arango.